Welcome back to the XL Podcast. I'm Gib Oldham. This is Gavin Oldham. Brothers, hosts, friends, Lamanites. I don't know, actually. But welcome back. July. Here we are.
July.
Life keeps moving, dude. These weeks been flying by for me as it builds up to the wedding. It's crazy.
You had a birthday recently, right? 7 days? A week ago?
A week ago, last Wednesday. Okay. Week ago.
Last Wednesday. We didn't talk about that. No, we did. I did say happy birthday right at the end.
Yeah.
I think. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So, are you 22?
22, baby.
I don't care.
It was fun. Just went fishing. Just did a lot of everything I love to do. You know, it was a chill day. Leah took care of me.
Hold up. I actually did think of this. I wanted to bring this up on the podcast, mainly because I wanted to ridicule Gabe publicly. So,
can't be good.
Let's go to my text to Gabe real quick. Where is it? Hold up. Here we go. This is what I wrote to Gabe at 9:30 a.m. on his birthday. Happy birthday. I love you, and I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for being a cool bro so we can still like each other in our adulthood. Thursday passes. Friday comes. No text from Gabe. Nothing. I sent him a TikTok. Gabe goes, LMAO. We got to play some Rocket League on Sunday.
All right. Hold up.
Gabe didn't acknowledge that I sent him a very nice birthday text because I love my brother. What the heck?
You did. I'll give it to you. This is the problem, okay? I wake up birthday morning and... Literally, I got a lot of texts. I shouldn't say a lot of texts, just family members, right, texting me. You know? And I kind of just, like, look at them, don't really respond because I'm like, I don't really know what to say. I don't want to be, like, shallow and be like, thank you. And that's it. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't really know
what to say. That's all I expected.
So.
Thanks, bro. Love you, too.
Yeah. But. If it makes you feel better, I didn't respond to, like, anyone else. Like, not even Grandma and Grandpa Oldham.
Hold on.
I didn't respond to them.
Hold on.
The day of.
Honestly, I wish Carly was in the room with me. Guess who he did respond to? My wife. Somebody who's not even blood related to him.
I did?
Screw you, Gabe. That's all I got to say. Screw you. All
right. You know what? I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. This is the way it works for me. If I don't respond right then and there, though, my chances of responding to the text are slim to none.
Hey, you know what, Gabe? Expect no more birthday texts. That's all I gotta say.
Good. Don't want them. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's all I gotta
say. A birthday
say.
Middle finger.
Yeah.
Probably what you really want to say.
Every July 10th from now on is just gonna be a middle finger to Gabe.
Hey, as long as we're still talking, it's good with me, honestly.
Sounds good.
You know, as long as we're still keeping in contact, you know.
Well, how was your past week? Obviously, birthday last week. Went fishing. You said?
Fishing.
I did get pictures of that. Gabe was shirtless fishing, so that was cool.
Why'd you have to say I'm shirtless?
Well, I was describing the picture your fiance sent to me.
That's true.
I was being descriptive, Gabe.
Adds up. Yeah, it was fun. Didn't
it
catch
did look
anything.
Like Gabe was fishing with his hands, honestly. That is what the picture looked like.
My bobber got stuck under a rock, so I had to get it out.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't know there was no description to the pictures, which I didn't expect
any,
but
you're right.
That's what
you're
it looked right. like. Gabe's just... knee deep in water with his, like, elbow deep in the water, you know? What else was I supposed to think?
Yeah. Well, I had to take my shirt off because I, like, literally had to put my entire shoulder in the water and I didn't want my shirt getting all wet.
Hey, that makes sense.
I just hiked my shorts up. Yeah.
There you know.
Didn't catch
so
anything.
Fishing. What else? Did you go to dinner?
Got Raising Cane's for dinner. Big time.
Heck yeah.
And then went to a movie. It was the new Minions movie.
How was that? Was that good?
It
is that the one
good.
With the really good Pharrell Williams song at the beginning? There's one going around TikTok. I know you're not on TikTok, but there's a really good song going around that I kind of like. It's pretty good.
Maybe. I don't think it could have been. I'm like 50-50. I don't know.
Is
it's about Groot like
wear a pink suit in the movie or outfit.
Yeah, he has, like, a pink, like, tennis. Okay. He, like, goes and plays tennis, and he puts this, like, pink polo on.
Okay. Maybe that was the same one. I don't know. Anyways, okay. Went and saw that. Not good.
I mean, like, I wasn't, like, it wasn't terrible, you know? Okay. It was like, did you see the newest Avatar? Did you see that one? The water Avatar?
Yeah.
Like the monkey, space monkeys, not like the airbender.
Yeah.
Space monkeys. I would describe it the same to that, but a little bit worse. Like, it felt like they put...
You didn't like that either? You didn't like the new Avatar?
No, because I felt like it took so long to, like, explain everything and get somewhere. And, like, it was just... It was, like, 2 hours of just explaining. And then it was like, okay, climax. And it's, like, a stupid climax. And then it's over.
That's true.
You know, it's not, like, real, like... It's not like, you know, we talk about anime. Like, I feel like anime has, like, really good story building and stuff like that. Like, these movies, it's literally just cash... Let's just be honest. They're cash cows. Like, they're just milking it. And, like, maybe with the new Minions, you've seen, like... I don't want to spoil this, but, like, you've seen the new Minions... Like, you know how they says, like, super minions, kind of? It's in the trailer for it, you know? It's, like, different, like, okay. These minions get, like, upgraded, and they all of a sudden they're, like, think of, like, the Fantastic Four, but, like, minions, you know? It's essentially okay. The same thing.
Weird.
Like, yeah, they do that, and then those minions are irrelevant. They're not even, like, a part of the climax or anything like that. It's, like, what? It's, like, I thought it'd be hilarious to watch these minions try to be superheroes. Yeah. And whatever, but
that's lame.
Yeah, it was like the story wasn't really very well connected in my opinion, and then but it was still good though because like, they had a lot of funny parts. I mean, it's Steve Carell as Gru, like that's always funny, you know. You that's got the true. Minions are always hilarious, you know, like just the stupid stuff yeah. They say, like bottom, you know, like they're funny.
That's true. I don't know. I know a lot of people love those movies. I really have a hard time like past the first one. Like the first one was great. I loved it. Past yeah. The first Despicable Me movie, I'm like, eh. You know?
Yeah, I think... I
think you're totally right. I think it's just... They know they can make more cash off parents because they'll take their kids to it.
Right.
Because it's decent.
And their kids are going to eat it up. Like, no, the kids are going to eat
boring,
it up.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like... But for me, I was like, the first one was good, but after past that, I'm like, eh.
Well, yeah, like, when you're an adult, maybe that's my problem. Like, this is a kid's show, and I'm, like, trying to treat it like an adult show. Like, an adult, like, you appreciate story building, and, like, your emotions aren't, like, as easily, you could say, movable, like a kid's emotions. Yeah. Like, kid's emotions, like, up, like, oh, my gosh, they're bad, and it's, like, oh, I'm sad, this is sad, and I'm happy, this is happy. Like, that's how kids' emotions work. Like, adults, it's kind of, like, you really have to, like, have a lot of the story to really good have, like, your emotions too. Moved. Yeah.
Yeah, kids are more moved by, like, oh, those are pretty colors. Like,
exactly. It's like, oh, the minions are hilarious. Haha, I love this. So, maybe that's my problem. I'm treating it like it's it was made for kids. I guess I could say that.
That's a good point. That's true.
Yeah, and then
the big problem. Okay.
That was really it, honestly. That was the birthday, and then this past week just flown by, dude. Because I've decided that if I want to go D1, I really have to like. Really lock in and like work hard. So outside of practice, I've been doing a lot of like physical therapy as well as like shooting. Okay. And every day I've been trying not to miss days. I think I've missed like one so far, but every day I've been like going and shooting on my own, no matter like what we did in practice. Yeah. Like if we shot a ton in practice, I still like, I don't care. I have to go work on my own outside of practice. Like, yeah, just, like sure. Kind of have that focus and stuff. And, yeah. So, yes, and then, like, I'd be doing Uber Eats still, I'd be working still, plasma, reffing, like, my days are just that.
It's literally
whatever I can do to make money. It's practice, money, gym, practice, maybe a little bit more money earning, and then come home, ice, and then go to bed. All
right.
So the days are flying by, man.
Days are flying by. That's
true. How about you? How's your week?
Got some wedding coming up, so that's cool. I'm excited for that. I'm pumped. That's what?
17 days. 17 days, baby.
2.5 weeks, man. I'm pumped because I get a little vacation.
I know. I'm trying to make as much money as possible to be able to pay for Hawaii.
Yeah.
But one thing you don't think about when you're like a kid and your parents take you on vacation, but then you have to think about it when you're an adult, is that, you know, bills still got to be paid, even though you're on vacation. Yeah. I mean, obviously not for our parents or maybe even you because you got PTO, but I don't get PTO. So I was like, money is not going to be made while I'm on vacation. So
I don't
it's
have
like,
PTO.
The cost ratio is even like more increased, you know, because I'm not going to be working. So I'm technically losing money, you know.
Not
so it's
making
like,
money, yeah.
You got to pay hella money because it's freaking Hawaii, that stuff. They suck Hawaii. You dry out there.
That's true, man.
Just milking me for every dollar I've got. So I said I'm trying to make as much money as possible so that, you know, I can still pay rent for August, pay my utilities for August, like, you know, all that.
It's a lot of stress, man.
Yeah.
Life gets stressful quick. Trust me, I know.
God's taking care of me, though. I'll be honest. God's taking care of me.
Hey, that's good.
Somehow the money's coming
in. Corner. I was actually talking to Dad. It was funny. I was talking to Dad, I think, yesterday. I remember Dad called me for some reason. It was weird. And then whenever Dad gets on the phone, we talk for, like, forever. So, yeah. Me and Dad were talking about yesterday. And then he was just like, he goes, have you talked to your brother? I go, well, we're supposed to talk tonight, but we're not. Because obviously you were busy yesterday. And so I was like, we're not tonight. Yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. And I go, why? He goes, just curious on how Gabe's doing. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, and then I forget what the topic was, but I was like, you know, I worry about my siblings. I was like, I worry about Gabe. And my dad was like, why? And I was like, I just know what it was like to be getting married. Like, no matter where you're at, like, I mean, obviously your situation is different than mine. But even then, like, when you're getting married, like, especially as, like, you know, where the way we were raised, our beliefs, our religion for sure, like, you know, it's the role of the man to kind of provide and whatnot. So you, like, when you're taking on another human being, you're like, oh my gosh. And like, it just goes in your head. I mean,
I know.
I don't imagine where you're at because I had a full-time job where I got like decent money. And so I can only imagine where you're at because I was like, I just worry about Gabe because like, I know the stress that gets put on your shoulders, you know?
Dude, it's weird. Like, I literally talked to Leah before we decided to get married. I told her, I was like, hey, I'm going to be playing basketball. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're going to have to make money. Like, you're going to have to help me pay for stuff. Like, I can't take care of you. Like, I can barely take care of myself. I can't take care of you. I was like, and I might even have to ask you to like help, like take care of me a little bit, honestly. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I need you to have a job. But as like I've moved into this new apartment for the month of July and like August, and I keep thinking about like bills and like life and like me and Leah are figuring out our budget, all that.
Yeah.
Like I don't even think to myself like, oh, Leah's making money. I think to myself like, okay, how am I going to pay for? I'm thinking, how am I going to pay for this?
100%. And again, how am I going to pay for this? Me and Carly now, like, it's I don't even think about it now, like. Thankfully, Carly does all the paying of the bills. I just
shout out.
Our money goes in the same bank account, and she just and it's always funny. She'll text me like because we get paid on different days. Like I get paid weekly, she gets paid semi-monthly, or bi-weekly. And so she'll be like, "Can I use some of your money to do this and this?" I'm like, "I don't care." Like, well, it's our money.
It's
like,
our
do what you
money.
Want the money.
Yeah. It's our money.
Like, and it's funny. Like it's still kind of that way. It's like, but like. I don't, you know, but I totally get what you're saying. It's funny. And then, but Dad said, he goes, I don't know how, but God's going to take care of him. Like somehow Gabe is always taken care of somehow. And that's what he said, I don't know if he's lucky. I don't know if it's God, you know. He's like, I'll say it's God is what Dad said. And he's like, but.
For sure. It's got to be God. No way I've gotten lucky this many times.
Yeah. I was like, he'll get taken care of. Somehow the money will come. I don't know. Dad said, I don't know how, but it will. I just know it. That's what he said.
Dude, it like blows my mind. Like I was literally just like recently thinking, I was like, man, I've only got this much money in my account. I'm like, this is how much rent is. This is how much this is. I'm like, shoot, like crap. And then I remembered, I was like, wait, no, okay, I'm getting paid for reffing. Like all my extra ways of making money outside of my job. I was like, wait, okay, those are all going to hit my account soon. Like I'm going to get a good, you know, good amount, chunk of money coming into my account. And then I asked Leah, I was like, wait, so how much money do you have in your account? Once again, like only planning that like, I always had to pay for everything. And she told me, I was like, okay, so we're good.
We're okay.
I was like, wait, we're good.
And it's like fresh funny. Air. Because I thought the same thing. Like, I was stressing. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for that. I'm like, I need grow. We need, you know, we needed groceries. We needed to buy furniture. Like, we didn't even have furniture. Like, we needed a table. We needed a desk. I mean, I didn't even have an office chair. For the first 2 weeks I was living in our apartment, I had two buckets. And I took one of the couch cushions we had because her mom gave us her old couches. I took one of those and put them on top of the bucket, and that's what I worked on for 2 weeks. And, you know, I had just, like, and so, like, I was kind of waiting, like, the way, like, the pay period lined up at my job. I had to wait like 3 weeks to get paid. So I kind of like was running out of money pretty quick because, you know, we had just like kind of furnished the house.
Dude, moving out and stuff like that. Like when I first moved down here to Arizona, but also like moving into this new apartment, like moving, like, dude, like your money just disappears. It just goes. Quick. You think, oh, I have enough money saved up. You're like, oh, here's this fee. Here's this fee. Oh, you forgot to buy a can opener. Oh, you need to buy a pillow. Yeah. You need to buy this. You need to buy that. You forgot to buy a shower curtain. You're like, all these things. And then your money's just gone. Yeah. Your money's just gone.
And so it was nice. I was like, I don't have an office chair. And Carly goes, what? And she goes, and we just like went to Target. And she's like, I'll buy you an office chair. I'm like, no, I can buy an office chair. Just give me like next week I get paid. And she goes, Gavin, we're getting married in a week. I'll buy you an office chair.
Like, I'll buy you an office chair.
Carly, we went to Target and Carly bought me an office chair. And so, and then she was like, you know, like she had to like look me in the face, like, Gavin, we're in this together. Like, I'm not helping you. Like, it's not right. Because that's the way I looked at it. I was like, I'm helping you. And she's like, I'm not helping you. Like, we're doing this together. Like, this is our apartment. This is our stuff. Like, I'm not helping you. I'm just putting furniture in our house, you know? And I was like, oh, that's true. Good point. Okay. This is, and it's like kind of a brush for that story. Once you kind of like, okay, like kind of accept the help mentally. Like, not like I wasn't like, no, I don't want your money. Like, I was like, no, please give me your money. Like,
I know.
I wasn't that way, but it was like, oh, thank goodness. I forgot I'm not doing this alone. And so I told Dad, I was like, and the other thing I said there is two things that are on Gabe's side. One, Leah is aware of what she's getting into. Thing that adds stress to me and Carly's relationship was money. I mean, it just does. It adds stress. Whether you have a lot or you don't, like, money's a big thing. Whether you have it or you don't, like, it just kind of, it's like, oh my gosh, like, do we have enough money for this? Do we have enough money for that? And when you don't have money, it's definitely a lot more stressful. So, right. But one, Leah knows what she's getting into. And I was like, two, I told my dad, I said, the one thing I do know is, Gabe knows how to work. That I do know. So I was like, and I knew, like, I know all of your side, how's your reffing, doing all this. So like, I know Gabe's out there doing what he can to make the money. So it's like, it's not like Gabe's just like sitting back and just hoping for something to work out. Like, you're obviously putting in the work. So
I was like, I basically got like four jobs right now.
But I was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's an older brother thing. Maybe it's just because I care about people that I care about. But it's like, I stress about Gabe a little bit. I stress for him.
I know.
I know one, you know, I get where you come from. Where it's like, I literally know how you feel. I did this a year and a half ago.
Literally, you did.
And at the same time, I also know, like, you know, I just know that Dad knows. Yeah. Dad also knows, and so, I just, you know, it's stressful. Stressful being the guy, you know, in the back of your head, you're like, I gotta provide. And when you can't, sometimes it kind of sucks.
It really does. I wish Leah, like, didn't have to work and stuff like that, but, I mean, I told her, I was like,
that time will come.
If I'm playing basketball, especially at a community college where I don't get, you know, a stipend or anything like that, like, it's going to have to just, like, this is how it's just going to have to be. So if I transfer to a four-year, you know, like, even a D2, but hopefully a D1, like, I'll get some good money. Like, I could possibly pay for our housing and electricity, water, all that just through my scholarship.
Yeah.
And I was like, all we'd have to worry about would be food and other expenses, like car and phone.
Yeah. And yeah, like I just said, like, the time will come where you'll be able to provide. But right now, you're just a team and you work on it. Like, I mean, for heaven's sake, me and Carly are still having to. Me and Carly have to pull our money together so we can still have nice things. And obviously, like, it does come with having nice things. You know, like, we just bought Carly a new car, so we have to pay for that now. We had an expense, you know. There's expenses that we have to add. We could probably save a lot more. Like, we could live off of mine or hers, you know, monthly salary, but we choose not to because we do like to enjoy life a little bit. But, you know, sacrifices have to be made sometimes, especially early on. I mean, me and Carly definitely weren't. Like, we were lucky Carly already had a car that was paid for. We were lucky that our rent was mega cheap. We were lucky that, you know, her parents gave us, you know, like, the one thing her parents do is they bought them all a nice mattress when they're, like, 16, 17, and they just let them take that with them. So we have Carly's bed. That's a really nice bed, comfortable. So, like, we didn't have to buy a mattress. We didn't have to buy couches. Heck, like, our TV table, and, like, we have, like, bookshelves and stuff, all from her mom, from her old house that she got was wanting to get rid of. Like,
yeah.
We're lucky that we just got free furniture, honestly, you know?
That was similar to me, too.
Yeah, quickly learned how to, like, buy cheap furniture and kind of like make it look nice. Like, I've done the kind of flipping thing. I haven't flipped furniture. Like, I'm not making profit off it, but, like, I went and bought a coffee table, painted it, you know, black and stained it nice. So, like, we have a nice coffee table now. Like, I learned how to do stuff, like get cheap furniture but make it look nice so my wife is happy with it, you know, like I made
with no money. Work. Yeah, make life with work.
No money. I made it work. So
yeah, I mean that's what me and Leah have been doing, you know, it's just like cutting expenses, like everything. You just look at your money, you're like, just do what you can. But hopefully we'll see, like, when the season starts and I no longer can like work or do anything on Wednesdays and Saturdays because that's game day. Yeah. Hopefully I'll still, you know, be able to make ends meet.
Yeah.
But,
and, I mean, and the thing is like, I always say, like, I mean, you have, I mean, mom and dad are awesome. Mom and dad have helped me out. I mean, I've only been married for a year and a half and have helped me out countless times. I mean, heck, I thought my car was getting paid for because I signed it up for, I put like auto payments on it. My car got repossessed because apparently it wasn't working and I just let it go and let it do its thing. And then they repossessed my car and they're like, oh, what are you talking about? I've been paying for my car this whole time. I'm like, no, you haven't. I was like, what the heck? So mom and dad like helped me with like the money I needed because like I didn't have like, at the time I didn't have like $2,000 stashed away to just pay for the back 4 months I hadn't been paying for my car.
The backlog of your car, right.
And I was like, what? So then like, and that stopped me from like, I'm like, okay, I'm not doing like auto pay because UCCU's auto pay wasn't working. I'm like, not screw that. I'm not getting stuck with that again. So like, that was stressful. Mom and dad have helped me a bunch of times. So it's like, you know, you have mom and dad, you have family that, at the very least, you have some help. So that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a team behind you.
The problem is that Leah, you could call her an independent woman, maybe. I don't know. But she hates using other people's money. It's like she's completely, almost completely independent from her mom and her parents. Like, since she's like moved out and stuff, like her parents don't pay for anything almost. And when I say like, oh, like, I was like, honestly, because she'll get stressed by money and I'll be like, oh, like, I can ask my parents for help or whatever. And she's like, she looks at me like it's life or death. Like, no, you will not do that.
Oh,
she's like,
Carly was like, Carly was the same way. Carly was like, no, like when I realized, like, I was like, babe, we need the car. Like, I have to go get the car back. It's like, I was like, and she was like, what are we going to do? And so like, she was like, we can either get like, and mom and dad didn't have all of the money. They're like, here, we can help you out with, you know, X amount. I don't know what it was. It was, don't get me wrong, it was a hefty amount for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even $10 would have been more than I expected, but I was like, she's like, so Carly had to go to get a personal loan so we could go get the car back from the bank we bank at now. And mom and dad were like, here's this cash. And so Carly went and got a personal loan. I got cash from mom and dad and went and got my car back. And, you know, I was like, and Carly was like, and the same thing. Carl was like, no, we were not doing that. I'm like, babe, we need the car. What do you want me to do? And she was like, she was not willing to ask her parents. I'm like, I will ask my parents. Like, yeah, it's not something I want to do. I'm not out here like, oh yeah, I'll take a free handout from my parents. Like, heck no, that's not what I want to do.
Right.
Like, there's been very few times in my life where I've felt kind of like a loser, and that was one of them. I got my car repossessed. I felt scummy. I felt like a loser. I'm like, mom, dad, I got my car repossessed. Like, can y'all help me out? And dad is, first of all, I know we make fun of dad all the time, but just make a shout out to dad and mom, obviously. But like, because like dad, if you ever feel dumb, dad is just there to be like, dude, you're not dumb. Like dad literally told me, like, he was like, dude, I got my car repossessed. And I was like, what? And like dad told me this whole story. He's like, dude, I couldn't pay bills, blah, blah, blah. Like dad was like, mom had to put you guys in a stroller and put like our laundry in another stroller and push you guys to the laundromat, like, you know, 5 or 6 blocks away or some crap like that. Because mom, we didn't have a car. And I was like, what? And dad told me this whole story. I'm like, what the heck? I was like, oh, okay. And dad's like, dude, it's fine. It happens to the best of us. Like, dad's there to like pick you up. He's like, dude, I've made the same mistakes. It's okay. Like, things happen, you know? And so I was like, so shout out to dad. Dad's a homie, dad, for sure.
That's a great guy, dad, man. We love
dad's
that.
A homie. He's there. One thing I've learned is, one, listen to dad and mom. Listen to your parents. Dad. Because I was like, hey, don't do this. And I'm like, I'm going to do it anyways. And then something bad goes out. I'm like, sure, listen to mom and dad. So
then you get punched in the gut and you're like, ooh, that hurt.
So I definitely listen to him a lot more than I used to. That's for sure.
Yeah. I would say out of everyone that I know, I am a moocher. I'm the moochiest of moochers, okay? I say that with pride. But I don't mean to. Oh, for sure. Like, I'm the kind of guy to be like, if you're like, pay, like, all right, oh, here's the $20 for gas. like, I just was like, oh, I'll just do it, you know? Like, they say that.
Yeah.
Usually, like, it's kind of like a battle. Like, no, it's fine. Like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, I'll take it. Like, if you're...
No fight. All right, sick.
No, I don't fight nobody. If you're trying to give me money, I'm going to be very respectful. Say, thank you very much. That's kind of you. Yoink. Like...
Is that mooching?
No, hold up, though. I'm just saying that leads into my mooching, you know? Like, same with mom. Like,
I was like, is that mooching?
If mom's willing to help me pay for stuff, shoot. Mom's willing to help me pay for stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
that's fair. Yeah.
Like, that, it's her money. She could say no. Granted, I'm not saying, like, my relationship with my mom depends on if she gives me money or not, but I think mom also, like, I think mom, like, lets me mooch off of her just because she knows that, like, I would say I have, like, a decent line where I'm not, like, just a loser, you know, to the point of, like, living in her basement doing nothing. You know, I'm, like, I'm playing basketball. I got a job. You know, I even before I had my job, I was still donating plasma, like, in season and stuff like that. So
you have limited time to what you can do. So, yeah, I get it.
Right. Like, I was still trying to make money, like, mom definitely had to help me out, like, especially when I was, like, playing, like, in season last season, like, with a rant and stuff like that, just because I didn't even have a job. I couldn't find one, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. That totally makes sense.
I definitely felt like a loser, I'll be honest. Every time I asked mom, I'd be like, Mom, it's the beginning of the month again. Yeah. Rent's due.
Rent's due. Can you help me out? You
know, slide me some money. I don't have any money to pay for rent.
No, it happens. Like, there's been a couple, like, and, like, I've had to rely on Carly. Like, there was a couple times where, like, I didn't have a job for, like, a month.
Yeah. That's scary.
Lost my job, and that sucked. Couldn't find one for a long time, and happened twice within a year. And so that was kind of nuts, kind of sucked. So, you know, those couple of times where it was like my wife was providing for me, providing for our life, and we're, you know, we literally were pinching pennies then. And I'm like, you know, felt like a loser then too. And so, sitting there, and my wife's like, and, you know, luckily I picked the right woman because, you know, she had my back and she's like, dude, like, we'll get it back. And so it's why I'm hoping that this next venture, that, you know, next week I start my new job, I'm hoping, you know, this new venture eventually will be like, you know, it's no longer, hey, we're pinching pennies. It's like, okay, let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Bali. Let's go to Cancun, you know? Like, I want to go.
All the stuff.
My wife has suffered for a year and a half, which is not a long time, but it's long enough for me to be like, okay, I'm sick and tired of my wife having to kind of, like, suffer
stress
a little bit.
Stress out, pinch pennies, yeah. That is a weird, that is an interesting part, you know, because, like, fine. Yeah. Like, I'm fine eating ramen noodles every day, you know? But it sucks when you're dragging down someone else with you. Like, that hurts.
Yeah,
that's
sucks. The thing. That's where it gets. It's like, that's kind of the shift you get when you get married. It's like, oh, I'm like, I kind of have this other person I got to take care of.
Yeah, like, I got this responsibility now.
And obviously, like, Carly loves her job and she loves what she does, which is great. And I'm glad she likes to go to work and she doesn't hate it. Which is right. Awesome, because that would suck even worse. So it's not like, it's not the end of the world, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I would love, and my goal has always been, like, hey, if Carly wants to work, she can work. But one day she's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife. Do it, dude. Heck yeah. Like, I want to give her that opportunity.
You know? We got more than enough money.
We got plenty. Like, it's chill. Go for it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you don't, keep working, and we'll throw your paycheck in savings. Sounds great. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah, true.
So. It's kind of the goal with this new venture. Hopefully I'm racking in the stacks. That'd be kind of dope.
I hope so.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And they'll be treating everybody to everything. I'll be
selling some fiber.
I'll be flying down to watch you play ball as much as I can. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Now I can mooch off of you now. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Exactly. I was like, this is news to my ears. Just another family member I can mooch off of.
You'll give me money? Sick.
You're going to have extra money that you don't know what to do with? I'm right here.
I know what you can do with it.
Yeah. Today, I don't know why. Today, when I was driving to work, though, I was thinking about how in the world did they learn how to preserve food? Yeah?
That's true.
Because I was like, you know, it's life or death. There's no experiments here. Like, because I was thinking, like, food, like, some fruits and vegetables that I have, they go bad so fast. Like, I don't even understand how these guys made it 365 days a year, you know, making food and stuff like that, being able to provide for themselves, you know. And I'm not just talking recently. I'm saying, like, way back when, before, like, preserving food, like salts, stuff like that were like discovered. And then it made me think like, and like that led me into just thinking like, well, how, like, I was like, wait, this is so weird. Like for me, there's always been like a map of life. Like, oh, you want to see how something's made? Here's a blueprint of how it's made, or here's a book of how it's made or whatever. I was like, but in reality, life, there's no blueprint. There's nothing, like everything that people have made, discovered, invented has been just raw. Like they somehow just two and two just clicked. And that's what I was thinking about. Like it just started with thinking about food. And I was just like, dude, how did they learn to preserve food? Like I would never have thought of that. Like you're like, oh yeah, we have to like add salt to it or put it in these, like put it in, like put it in the fridge, you know, like cold or whatever, you know.
I was like, I think it's like a happy accident, you know.
But it's
probably more out of necessity. But I was like to think it's like a happy accident, like some like caveman. Obviously, it wasn't caveman, probably, but like it's more fun if it's a caveman. And he's just like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, just killed that deer. And he's like, you know, grunting at his buddies, like, oh. And like there was like they're like, say they're here in Utah, probably not, but whatever. They're here in Utah. And they're on the salt flats or whatever, and he like happens to drop it on like a patch of salt, and he's like, and then he's like, kind of puts it in his pocket, and he's like, oh, and then they kind of go on. He's like, this has lasted a couple of days. What the heck? How did that work? And then he realizes, like, well, if I rub this thing in salt, it kind of lasts a little longer. Okay,
it, you know, it's like, just I like to think that's like a it happy stays accident, good. Yeah?
What the heck? A little seasoning.
Yeah, nice. I know, dude. I've thought about that all the time. Like, how did they run up on that? You know, like eggs are edible. You know.
Who knows,
or like,
dude?
Or like they like cooking and stuff like that. Like people learned how to cook, you know.
Well, it's like trial and error. I think it's like okay, he ate raw meat. Greg died. Let's not do that. You know, like that has to be what happened. You know.
Back in the day, the trial and error was death. Like, okay, he died.
No, really, for real, that had to be trial. It's like, oh, Greg died. All right, Jerry, like, you try it now. like
imagine learning how to swim without like anyone teaching you.
Any training, yeah. Kind of just like, all right, figure it out, you know?
Like, you've got to, like, they've probably had to have, like, seen fish or something like that and be like, okay, it's resistance against the water, so I have to make my hands and legs bigger and I push the water down to stay up. Like, it's had to be that.
I don't know. I mean, one thing I do know is, like, babies, like, you know, you're kind of born in liquid. Like, you can throw a baby in water and they kind of naturally can kind of figure out to, like, oh, I get to float. They kind of figure that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I mean, there's straight up like baby swim classes, so like they can for survival. But like newborn babies can just like, you can throw them in the water, and they're kind of like, okay, I figured it out, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a natural thing that we kind of have, like a natural instinct. It's like, okay, I at least know like I need to somewhat move my body so my head stays above water. Like that's really what your body's doing. It's like I just need to figure out how to keep my head above water.
Yeah. It's
kind of crazy.
And, like, nowadays, it's, like, inventions are usually pretty, like, simple, I'd say. Like, most of the time, there's a problem or something, and it needs to be fixed. And usually it's, like, one idea or an invention or something leads to / inspires another. Like, usually somebody sees something or they understand the way something works, and it leads them to discover something new just because it's a build on from that, essentially.
Exactly. I was like, there's already like kind of like a base piece
exactly that you can kind of build off your foundation
of. Yeah, no, I totally agree.
But if you think about like the first stuff to like how the heck, yeah, fire, what
fire, how did some dude just figure out, like, let me take two rocks and just go.
Can't be true. Have you ever? No. You were in Boy Scouts. Did you ever do the one match fire? I could barely get a fire to start with one match. Granted, it had rained the night before, so our kindling was kind of wet already. But that's besides the point. That is so hard.
That's hard.
It's there's no way that they were just like, oh yeah, let's get the finer dead stuff and we hit it and it's gonna light on fire with a single spark
from a rock is gonna light this on fire.
Sure. No, I doubt it. No, those guys weren't touching fire until they invented bread. I'm saying bread
Speaking
and fire
of matches,
at the same time.
You want to hear a crazy thing?
What?
The lighter was invented before the matches.
Really?
Yeah, so a lighter is
just... That'd make a lot of sense because it's pretty simple.
It's lit on fire. But a match is a chemical reaction.
Yeah, wow.
So because of that, matches were made after the lighter.
So
the lighter is very simple. And the match is more complicated than a lighter. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, do you think So, like, we know there's, like, old scientists, right, that were, like, really smart in their time. They, like, understood a lot of stuff, like, way above average per people. I'd say Einstein, you know, but, like even farther back, you know?
Ben Franklin, man.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin. Like, what Thomas the heck? Edison. Like, how did they understand that? So, I'm thinking there had to be people way back when, you know, like, just God-given like, talents. They just understood stuff.
I can't remember. It was a very famous, like, artist. And he has a book where he has, like, all the drawings. Like, he had, like, a drawing of, like, a plane and stuff. Yeah. I think it may have been Picasso.
I'll look it up right now.
You know who knows Carly? Carly would know that.
Leonardo da Vinci. He was an inventor and scientist as well as an artist.
He was an artist, but, like he had, like, a straight-up, like, book where he had all these inventions, and some were crazy.
Like, he invented a tank, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in there he has a drawing of a flying vehicle. I'm like, what? And that was way before the Wright brothers flew. I'm like, that's crazy. Obviously, nobody made anything, but he thought of it. I'm like, you're telling me this guy in, you know, 1400 or whenever he was alive? When was Da Vinci alive?
Let me look it up. When was Da Vinci?
You know, probably around the 1400. I imagine, like, 1400s. He
1452 to 1519. Yep.
And when was the Wright brothers' first flight?
Yep. 1903, December.
So over 400 years before this dude drew a picture of a plane? You're telling me that's insane.
Yeah. Crazy. It said that he had over 200 sketches and drawings of his understanding of a plane flapping its wings.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't perfect, but he thought of it. He was like, oh, let's fly. That's crazy.
Eventually, and that's probably, like, what the Wright brothers came to the conclusion of, you know, like.
But isn't, like, even flight, like, think about flight. Like, flight is crazy.
Literally.
Like you know, like, I don't know, but sometime in high school, I learned, like, the shape of the plane wing, like, how that functions. Like, who the heck figured that out? Even just the design of the wing is nuts. Should I have Cameron on the podcast? She's calling me right now. Should I answer? Hold on.
Hey, guess what?
Hold on, you're on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, this is perfect timing then.
Okay, hold on. You're engaged? Cameron's engaged! Yo! Congratulations! Yo, hold on! Carly, get in here!
Oh my God. I was wondering why Gabe didn't answer at the FaceTime.
Yo, tell her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! Yay! Good job, Jake.
Thank you. Well, you have pictures, we'll send you later.
Yay. Heck yeah, congratulations, dude.
Exciting.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Heck yeah.
Okay, exciting. Bye.
Hold on. I have a bet. So, well, not a bet. Do you know who was the guy that had, like, a book of a bunch of inventions and stuff? He was also an artist.
I don't know.
You don't know? I thought for sure you would have known. You're a big art person.
We did general knowledge trivia, and I got zero right. Do you expect me to know that?
She knows a lot more about art than I do. I thought for sure she would have known. All right, never mind. I guess I was wrong.
No.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Gabe. Carly says hi. All right, well, our sister's engaged, so that's cool. Heck yeah. Congratulations to Cameron. Live on the pod, live news. You all are welcome. That's a good point. Good point. Never mind. Live recorded news that'll come out on Friday. No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's true. I mean, it's a lot of trial and error, for sure. Yeah, but something like that, yeah. Right, for sure. For sure, yeah. I definitely think I agree with you. I think it's kind of like the first person to do it was kind of just like, "Hey, this worked," and then somebody later kind of like figures out an explanation for it, type thing. I think that's probably right. I mean, probably not all the time, but a good time for sure. Like a lot of the time for sure. Why do you think somebody wanted to figure that out? That's even weird. Like, what my thing is, I like to think about like their thought process. Like, how the heck did they get to that point where they're like, "We are all made up of a tiny thing. Let's find out what it is." It's like, are we? Like, how the heck? Why did you think of that? Was it like divine intervention? Were you just smart? Did you get high and then have like some weird thought process and you're a really smart person and like, oh, maybe that's real. Like, did the guy who figured it out like was tripping on acid, had some weird trip? And during his weird trip, you know, his acid trip, he was like, "Yo, we're all made of tiny particles," or whatever. And then he's like, and then like kind of got out of it and was like, you know, he's actually a scientist. He's like, wait, that might be true. And then like kind of like studied it. Like, was that what happened? I don't know, you know? How did he even get to the point of that thought process to even start doing that? How did you get there? That's true. Yeah. Why it was. Yeah. No, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. That's 100% true for sure. I don't know. It's crazy 'cause it's like how dumb human beings are. Like we are really just so dumb. But at the same time just how smart we are all at the same time. It's just crazy. Like there's just such a broad difference. Like as a whole, it's just like how do we keep like who thought like, you know, like one of my favorite ones to think about all the time is like the engine. How did some dude figure out, okay, I put gasoline in it and I'm gonna figure out how to separate like the nitrogen from the gasoline and it's gonna explode and it's gonna move these things called pistons. And because the pistons are moving or whatever, I don't know exactly how an engine works, but that's kind of like the base level. And then it spins and then we create power and we'll attach, you know, things that move and then wheels move and now we go really fast and now we, you know, we started like probably going like 30 miles an hour and now we have a car that goes like 400 miles an hour. You're like, how did we get here? What the heck? Like, you know, like that's nuts. That's true. I can see you right now. That's bizarre. You're in Arizona. I can see you right now. You know what's even crazier? Hold on. Not even crazy, probably not crazier, but so I'm going to sell fiber internet, right? And you asked me like what is fiber, like why does fiber? I was like, I figured if I'm selling, I should probably figure that out, right? So I looked it up. So guess why fiber internet is faster? So all it is it's literally a fiber tube and light is traveling through a fiber casing. And normal internet is traveling through wires, so it's just light travels faster than electrons. That's all it is. That's why it moves faster. So we just and then, but first of all, hold on, think about this. Who the heck figured out how to transfer information with light? How does that even make sense? I don't know how that works. No idea. Past how why it's faster and what it's doing, I get that. How are you inserting info? Like there's like here, my this hand's light. How are you inserting? How are you inserting information into the light and they're traveling through a tube into my computer? How does that make sense? How does that even work? How did you figure that out? How did you figure you could transfer information with light? I don't know. $18.75. Dang, okay, freak. That's crazy. Wait, the first camera was invented before sliced bread? Right, because I think sliced bread, like the machine that slices bread, was invented like 1926 or something like that. So well over 100 years before. Well over 100 years before sliced bread was invented. Or sorry, cameras invented before. That's a crazy sentence, but it's true. Manufactured sliced bread. Let's put it that way. Man, dude, inventions are nuts. It's crazy. No. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't. We weren't there. Me and Gabe aren't inventing anything. We're idiots. I was gonna say, how am I hearing you? But hold on. Crazy part. I'm talking into this. It is turning that into electrons traveling through this, goes into my computer, and then somehow travels to Arizona. Nonetheless, that's weird. How the frick does that work? Maybe. They're happy. Yeah, it's happening in seconds. That's crazy. Doesn't make any sense. Crazy. Other thing, I kind of nerded out about, after you asked me that question last week, I kind of nerded out about fiber for a minute. Did you know that fiber internet is like, it has a lot of capabilities. We haven't invented anything that can reach the limits of fiber. You couldn't use enough fiber internet to like, the only reason like you have like limits on your, like, because the company you're paying is like limiting what you can use and stuff and your speeds. That's the only reason. If they just let it go, it would be like instant, you know, like you'd have, like that's the only reason that's stopping is because they're limiting it. Pretty much. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know how that part works. I'm not going to tell that to the people I'm selling it to. That's ridiculous. I would make no money. I'm over here like, hey, you could have faster internet, but the company you're buying from isn't going to give it to you. So like, that's a terrible idea. Why would I do that? You do get really fast internet, though. You get a gigabyte upload and download speed. That's faster than most internet you can get now. Like, that's insanely fast. Yeah, you can get up to a gigabyte upload and download speeds. Yeah. You can get like 12 millibytes, megabytes. Yeah, so I will be selling. I'll be selling Quantum Fiber. It says, depending on your location, we offer plans of up to 1 gigabyte per second. You can get up to 8 gigabytes per second, depending on your area and the plan you pay for. Like, I could download Call of Duty in like a minute. Yeah, less than a minute. I could download Call of Duty. That's crazy, right? Nuts. Blows my mind. I'll tell you right now. I've wanted fiber for years. It's just, because the only problem with fiber is, like, they have to, like, obviously install, like, a line in your area. And then you can, like, opt to have it installed in your home, and so then they come in and install it and stuff. But, like, if there's not a line in your area, you can't even, like, opt in. Like, hey, you know, call up Quantum Fiber, like, hey, I want to install it. And it's like, they're like, we don't even have a line in your area. Like, sorry, we can't. You know, like, kind of sucks. So that part kind of sucks, but it's fast. And it's blowing up. So it'll be available to everyone probably in very soon. I'd probably say within the next, you know, 5 years. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Crazy. True. Or both. Or both. I got a question for you after you answer that. Liars. But how did they figure it out? Just buried food. All right. Fair enough. Not bad. And they're like, hey, this actually stayed good. Sick. Probably. Gotta be. True. That's a good point. That's wild. Okay. No, this question has nothing to do with, you know, its place in history, its, you know, what it's caused, you know, just for your own preference, top three inventions, what are your top three favorite inventions? Like, it doesn't affect people, you know, like nothing. Like, what are your top three favorite inventions? Like you think it's cool. Like, that could... For sure. motorcycle. It might be because I love motorcycles, but just the fact that, dude, like, what the heck? That's freaking nuts. How do we figure out, like, we're going to make this thing go really fast. It goes really fast on two wheels. Crazy. I mean, obviously the engine does stuff, and that's crazy, but I think it's one of the coolest inventions of all time. A freaking bullet bike? That's sick. Computer. That's my other one. The B-2 bomber. B-2 stealth bomber. Okay, yeah, the B-2 stealth bomber. Yeah, here. Look up B-2 stealth bomber. It flew over me and Dad when we were at the air show. One flew by. It was crazy. I have a video of it. It's freaking nuts. Yeah, they're enormous. Freaking nuts. Yeah. No, you won't see with the radar. Like, you'll get bombed. By the time you get hit, like, it's gone. Like, you won't even know where it was to begin with. Like, it's nuts. No, that's a good one. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, mine would be motorcycle, computer. Computers blow my mind. Like, because I love to mess with my PC and stuff. And just the fact, like, all these little parts make all this that we're doing right now kind of happen, you know? Weird. Crazy. Man, a third one. That's kind of hard. I like it, yeah. Go for it. Okay, why the doorbell? Okay. No, that's true. Yeah, I was cleaning when I was doing HVAC. We were cleaning somebody's vents, and this one had in the vents, but at the tops of, like, in certain rooms, it had a wire to the bell in the rooms. So when you ring the doorbell inside the vent, like right at the mouth of it, there's just a little bell in there, and you just go and ring to let you know that somebody was at the door. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, crazy. It's like, oh, it's kind of simple. Like AC in itself is super not that complicated. Like, you think, like, air conditioning, like oh, I'm cooling this. The cool part is, like, the coolant that's in it. That's probably the most complicated part. But the rest of it's just, like, you turn it on, it moves, it cools itself, air blows over the cool part. Cold air goes into your house. And then it has a spot where it sucks out the hot air that it's moving through the home. And that's what the unit is outside is doing. It turns on and it's just throwing the hot air outside. Not that complicated. Just think, take an ice cube, put a fan next to the ice cube and it blows over. Obviously that's going to cool you down. That's what you're doing. The only other part to that is they take the hard out and put it outside. That's it. It's really not that complicated. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I think what's crazy is that somebody figured out that they could, I think it's more crazy because they didn't do this first, but somebody figured they could take metals or materials from the earth, create it into metal, and turn it into buildings. The reason I think that's crazy is mostly that the fact that we were still building buildings out of rock, but building swords. I was like, why not build your building out of metal? They're like, no, rocks are good and they'll make swords. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I feel like we should have gone to the build. I mean, I get it. It's probably like they didn't have a lot of it. They kind of were still kind of figure out like where the heck do we get this stuff. But at the same time, it's like they're making a lot of swords, I feel like. A lot of spears, arrowheads. I mean, I feel like somebody had to have thought like, let's make a building out of this stuff, right? Maybe. Okay. That is crazy. That is nuts. I can. I know how to pick a lock. Oh, I need a lock pick set. I don't have it. I lost mine, actually. I did have a lock pick set, though. I lost it. I'll have to buy another one. Maybe. It was fun. I had, like, a little, like, because I learned the kit I bought, it had a clear one. So you kind of like figure out kind of how it works and stuff. That was fun because you got to see a lock like when it's clear. So you kind of see the pins move up and down. So you kind of figured out, oh, okay, this is how this is working. And like, it was kind of fun to realize like, even like how the lock pick works was kind of crazy. So that was fun to see. And then I started buying, I would like every week buy a different lock from like Walmart and figure out how to lock that lock or unlock it, you know? It was fun. So, no, I think it's cool. I think lock is cool. That's a good one. Okay, well there you go. There's me and Gabe's top three inventions. Probably really stupid. Honestly, I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've created rockets, and me and Gabe didn't mention that, but nonetheless, I chose what I chose for a reason. Okay, leave me alone. I stand by it. Motorcycles are cool. Leave me alone. All right. Well, hope you enjoyed me and Gabe talking about money and inventions. There you go. Just found out the title of our episode, Money and Inventions. There you go. Right there. Well, you can find us at the XL Pod on TikTok and Instagram, and you can find me and Gabe everywhere else as well. My name is Gavin underscore Oldham on them. Gabe, what's your name? Boom. Look us up if you want. Don't look us up. I don't care. We'll see y'all next time.